Ah, fool.
Yes.
But it matters not what number is here, provided the love and the genuineness is here with those who come.
Now that is an important thing, isn't it?
How many of you within the room are aware that you have been with me since our last meeting?
Is anybody aware of that?
Yes, I think that's fleeting times.
Would you like a description of the sitter's visit so that you can check? No, I'm just asking Sandomet if he would, George.
Oh.
There lies within you many doubts when you feel that perhaps something special is happening to you. Firstly, let me say to you, that is good. That is good that you should have these doubts to begin with. But I say to you, look deeply to the matter in hand, and when you are sure within your own hearts, then please accept. All of you have been with me this past week.
Good. That's very, very pleasing to know.
I want to know from the gentleman what he has retained, please. What do you remember?
I remember I have very limited recall where my dreams are concerned at the moment, but I seem to have a half awareness. I awakened one morning knowing that I had had a dream concerning my father, but I could not remember what the dream was.
Have none of you awoken to find yourselves feeling a little down this week?
Yes, I have.
Yes, you know why, don't you?
I see.
Because coming back to this existence is rather like a shock to your system. And so the feeling of being a little down is natural. I am happy that you have felt this, because it indicates that what you have experienced is good. Can you see?
Mm-hmm. That would account for my feeling very, very down about a fortnight ago now, and I just could not understand why. There was no obvious reason that I woke in the morning feeling really down.
It is because you all have been elevated to a higher level. You see, if your awareness had been greater, you would have retained the memory. But I am happy for you, because there is continuity and you all have felt it.
Good. Has anybody else who's been aware of having been with Sandman? Any unusual pleasant dream?
It's a matter, not the fact that all have felt this feeling of being down, as you say, is good. It shows that you all have experienced the same feeling.
Can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask a question, please? Yeah, there's behind you.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. You said for us, to help us remember our experiences when we're asleep, you said for us, should we be like putting it into our head when we go to sleep that I must remember what I dream, or, because I try to think before I go to sleep, subconsciously to remember what I've been dreaming. And I tend to find now that, although I'm asleep, I feel like I'm awake.
That is good. It is your awareness coming to the surface.
Mm-hmm.
I believe I have said to you before you enter your sleep state, then reaffirm to yourself what you wish. It is the power of your thoughts. Yeah. Once more.
That's what I've been trying to do, because if you put in your head before you go to sleep a certain time you want to wake up, you will automatically wake up at that time.
Continue as you are, and you will be granted that you wish.
Okay.
You see, the power of your thought will create. That is how it exists in the spirit side of life. The thought is projected forward, therefore it becomes an actuality. Do you see?
Yes, sir.
Good. Good, I am so pleased. For you all. Please continue to open up all of your senses.
Does anybody else want to make a comment? I have been doing as you suggested, Sandman, and jotting down my dreams or visits to see if I could sort out which was which. And I did have two quite interesting experiences. They might have been dreams, but I'll tell you in case you can amplify. One was very peculiar. I was standing on the beach by a sea or lake or whatever, and somebody there, I wasn't aware of the persons, was giving me some very large fish, and I had an awareness that this was symbolical of spiritual feeding which would be given. I don't know why I should have thought that, but that was it. The other occasion was that I was at the front door of what would appear to be a normal house, but it was all white. The front door was opened to me without my knocking, and a lady in white opened it to me, and I just went in, and that was the end of that.
Good, let me explain for you, shall I?
Please.
Let us take the second part of your question.
Mm-hmm.
The White House, of course, is symbolic of a house as you would know it, because here on your earth plane, that is where you feel secure and comfortable.
Yes.
Yes. You entered freely because you knew within yourself that you would be welcome. You would be safe. You would be secure. The lady within with the white robes is one of your own teachers.
That's so.
The fact that you do not remember or recognize her should not be a concern for you. As your visits become more frequent, so too will you gain more knowledge, more teaching.
Good.
To bring back your visits there are of an instructive nature. This I have told you before.
Yes, you have.
But the very fact that you remember entering and seeing the lady is good. Continue as you are. Do not have any doubts that what is happening to you is all in your mind, as you say. These things are taking place.
Good. I must admit that I woke each morning after those two incidents feeling very, very happy for no apparent reason.
It, of course, brings me to the first part, which will explain why you felt so. The fish was symbolic, as you say. It was a gift given to you. But what is more important is the location. To stand by the sea denotes strength. You were being given help and strength.
Thank you.
It was a simple gift to be accepted simply. And you did so in that manner. So you see that spiritual strength sustains you. That is why on awakening you could feel and sense that spiritual strength.
That's very, very interesting. Thank you for the explanations.
Please, all of you, continue. We can give you so much more on our side of life.
Yes, I certainly look forward to my visits now.
But remember, if you awaken and you feel a little down, rejoice in the very fact of that feeling, because know within your hearts you have been elevated to those higher realms. If the feeling remains with you throughout your daily tasks, then please, by all means, ask for it to be removed.
Mm-hmm. Surely.
Would anyone like to ask me anything this time?
Any questions for Sandman?
Could I ask one?
Mm-hmm, please.
It's on behalf of the instrument that you're using.
Yes.
She wonders where she goes when you're using her. What happens to her spirit or?
Of course, I will say. You know, of course, that the physical shell is still within your room.
Yes.
But to be able to use an instrument as we do, we have to put them to one side. We don't mean physically or even spiritually. What happens is the energy from the etheric body is elevated, raised, if you like, far above the physical being. We then are able to use the instruments without harm. It is a very technical thing for me to explain to you, but simplistically, it is the energies of the etheric body which is placed to one side. The physical being remains intact.
Thank you for that explanation. Yes, Sarah?
The artist who was...
Could you speak up a bit, please?
The artist who was known as Claude Monet, is he continuing to inspire with his painting in the spirit world?
I will speak a little. On the whole, when people, no matter what their professions or their inclinations were whilst they were in the physical bodies, if that love, that gift that they have is strong enough, then that very love will be carried forward into spirit. Those beings will then, if they so wish, continue on with what they have started with. Mm. We have spoken briefly on these matters, but I can tell you that this particular artist is now involved in other things. Mm-hmm. He had expressed fully, whilst on the earth, all that he wished. Mm-hmm. He has now moved forward to other things that involve people and helping others.
Any other questions for Sailorman?
Yes, I have one.
Mm-hmm.
Over the centuries, there's been loads and loads of superstitions. Is there anything actually in these, or is it just like a myth?
I'm sorry, can you elaborate a little?
People say it's bad luck if you walk under ladders, and if you break a mirror, you get 7 years bad luck. That type of thing. Where do they come from?
Oh, who am I to say how your mind works?
You should be
talking. Yes. Please, people are so varied in their thinking. You see, I am sorry if I seem amused, but so often we see these. And you see, basically, superstition stems from fear.
Yes, okay.
It is a fear of something, of the unknown, usually. But eventually, these superstitions are dispelled. But I would say to you, fear not. Fear nothing whilst in your physical body. After all, What is there to fear? You know life is eternal. Let go of all of your fears, and you will find that your life plan falls into place.
Okay.
I hope that has satisfied you. Yes. I beg your pardon if I should seem so amused.
We can have a chat on it after if you like, Debbie, because there are some physical reasons for all of them. If you want to know afterwards.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have to say to you, the human brain conjures up many, many of its own devils, if you like to call them that. I know it is a term that is thrown around lightly, and that is what it is, fear.
For instance, Debbie, to us black cats are lucky, aren't they?
Yeah.
Otherwise, other countries, they're unlucky.
Mm.
You see, as Thanamit says, it's purely our minds.
The power of the thought. Always we will return to that statement.
Yes.
You have the power for good. You have the power for bad. It is all the same energy, but used in a different way. You see.
We use black for mourning. Chinese use white for mourning. Mm-hmm. So you pay your money and you have your choice.
It's a funny word that they come from, I mean.
Well, just as Sam says, from fear of the unknown, really.
But, I mean, walking under a ladder.
Well, that's logical, because supposing the chap's on it and drops a paint pot. That's why you don't walk under a ladder. Doesn't mean it's going to be unlucky. It might be unlucky for somebody, but not as a general rule.
Yeah.
Why do you throw salt over your shoulder?
I don't know.
That used to be another one. Because the devil was supposed to be looking over your shoulder, and he was after the most expensive thing, salt. You see how they derive?
Mm.
It's all physical. Sorry, Sandra, if I was carried away a bit.
At all, I am always pleased to listen. I come here, I speak many words, so it is good sometimes I listen. I wish to say to you this time, how grateful, how delighted were those who came last time.
Oh, good.
If only you could be aware of the joy that you have given to those who came. Indeed, you would be beaming.
I'm very pleased to hear that, thank you. We're always very happy to welcome anybody, as you know.
For the rest of this evening, we want to try to bring one another through this one here.
Yes, thank you.
It may or may not happen.
Right.
But be patient. I will work with this instrument I am using. I thank you for your love and your patience. And I wish to say, next time I will bring someone who wishes to speak to you on a particular subject.
We look forward to that.
So, my visit next time will be very, very short.
I thank you for what you told us tonight and for your teaching.
Love be with you all.
And ours with you, Sedna.
Until next time.
Okay. God bless you.